Welcome, everybody. I am Jennifer Anderson, and it is so fun to sit with Paris Gamble and to talk with him more about Career Navadir and all the amazing things that they are doing. So, Paris, thank you so much. So when it comes to helping our kids making career decisions, what have you noticed? What kind of feedback are you getting from the parents specifically about how Career Navadir is helping their children to make a decision? What are some of those key things that you're hearing from those parents, not the kids, but from the parents?
One of the things I always hear that warms my heart is that they'll explain how they wish they had a tool like this when they were their son or daughter's age. They will say, there was nothing like this for us. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to figure out what it was that I was going to do. And so I'm always amazed that the parents will look first at themselves and say, I could have really used this. And then what they come back with is, this is user-friendly. You know, this is easy. I can see my kid actually using this and spending more time. One of the things that we've done is we sort of also kind of track the amount of time that's being spent in the application. And we wanted to design it in such a way that a young person would want to use this multiple times over the life of their academic career. We didn't want them to use it once and then put it down. And so a lot of parents will ask me, well, now that I've got this for them and they're using it, what's the next step? And I will tell them to engage them in a conversation. You now have the data and the information to sit down with your son or daughter and have a more detailed conversation about what they like, what they don't like, what they want to be. And I also give them the advice. I'm a practical person, and I was raised in a divorced family. And so the way we went about things was, don't necessarily do what makes you happy. Do what pays for you to do the things that make you happy. And so I approach things from the standpoint, you can want to be a book writer, but not really have those skills as of yet. But if you have a solid career in something, maybe you're an accountant or maybe you're an IT professional, that will pay for you to learn how to write the books that you want to write. And so I tell them to look at it from a practical standpoint. You know, we've all got dreams, but will your dream actually pay for your lifestyle? If you want that Jaguar, can you afford that Jaguar if you are a florist? If not, then maybe you need to take a look at those things that are going to afford what you love to do, and then look at the skills that you need to gain along the way. Because like you said, they need to go ahead and do the work. And so a lot of parents will tell me that this is a way to engage and motivate them themselves.
I love that. So important. I think that there's got to be an element of it's complicated sometimes for mom and dad to sit down and have conversations with their kids. There's just baggage, there's drama, there's just stuff from life. And so, but this gives them that platform. Now, Career Navadir gives them the platform so they can use the data to say, this is logically the stuff that's out here. This isn't mom's perspective. This isn't dad's opinion. This is data. This is gathered information that can help you no matter where you want to go in the United States. That's brilliant. I love it.
This podcast was brought to you by Career Navadir and Lifestyle Learning. For more information about Career Navadir, please visit our website at www.careernavadir.com. Navadir is spelled Navideer. This podcast was produced by Lifestyle Learning.